Welcome to Sum Sum.
again.
Welcome to Sum Sum, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I am Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop without living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works in social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you, if you don't have the time to scroll all day. So, Leah, what are we talking about today?
So, the three big trends of the week are my private versus public Instagram story.
Okay.
Everything I'd put on my wish list.
Yeah, Christmas is coming, I see.
Mm-hmm, makes sense. And Wabi Sabi.
It's not the green spicy stuff on sushi.
Not wasabi.
All right then.
Yes. Well, okay, let's get started with the first one so we can clear the wabi-sabi later. Well, our first trend is the my private Instagram story versus my public Instagram story trend, which plays on the contrast between how people present themselves on the internet versus how they actually really are, highlighting the gap between raw authenticity and curated perfection. So, the trend usually appears as a side-by-side or back-to-back comparison where creators show two contrasting videos right one after another. First, the private story one, often filming themselves in a casual, messy, emotional kind of, you know, things that go unplanned or chaotic moments. And then they put the clip of the public Instagram story where everything looks rather polished, aesthetic, and carefully curated. With the text layover, my private Instagram story versus my public Instagram story. And well, the humor just comes from the sharp jump, I guess, between the two moods. And, you know, like, for example, you have one video where maybe you're, I don't know, doing something, you're skateboarding and you're falling off the skateboard. And then you have the second clip where, well, you look like you're so perfect at skateboarding. I guess it's a very easy, understandable concept. And well, the trend probably works because it's playfully acknowledging that the online personas shift depending on who is watching, clearly. And it's relatable and simple,
it is.
I guess.
It is. It also reminds me of, you know, the time when I started in this marketing and social media stuff, I think 2018, there was this trend, me on Instagram, me on LinkedIn,
yeah,
me on TikTok. Was it a thing back then? Oh, but you know what I mean, right? The different personas you put out there. And
yes,
this feels very like an evolution of this trend almost.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. I feel like this has been, it's not like a totally new concept, you know, this has been around. And we talk a lot about authenticity. And I guess, you know, it's maybe when Instagram first started, it was very much about it being as polished, like people loved to just show their most perfect polished life and everything. And I guess since, I don't know, 2018, wherever, I don't know, we have this counter movement maybe towards a more authentic Instagram and TikTok, and people just cherish seeing moments that, you know, maybe you wouldn't usually see, and it just feels refreshing. And I guess that's this trend. It's just a different version of it. And that always works. It's the reality versus expectation kind of.
Yes, it is really admitting in your reality that you polish stuff for Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, we will repost this on our Instagram, which is very polished. sumsum.podcast. Follow us, like us, share with your friends and stuff. And now we can think of this trend, like the Insta versus reality, or private versus Insta. Private versus public. So now I have it.
Exactly.
How you could use this for the content you have to create for your job, your company, your boss, your product, your whatsoever. I mean, the first gut idea is very obvious, right? You show the polished, I don't know, product pic, employee movie, whatever, versus the reality of how it went down. This is funny, like a real no-brainer, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, it could be a good tool to show some behind the scenes, Perhaps, you know, like even from content shoots itself, maybe having the final recipe, like in case you're shooting recipes, which, you know, maybe that's just what's come to my mind as I'm doing that. So you could have like the final one and then like maybe how the behind the scenes actually look with, I don't know, with the big mess of all the plates and everything and how curated everything is, yeah. You know, that could totally work. And other
almost
fails.
Like an outtake video almost. I can also see, I mean, you described the trend as a side-by-side thing. Mm-hmm.
No, like side-by-side meaning one after another.
Ah, one after another. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So I had the idea of what you just said, that you could show just one after another.
Yeah, I guess. No, it's mostly like that. It's people showing side-by-side. I meant like one after another.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like editing both videos in one clip kind of, but just, yeah. First showing the fail. No, wait. Yeah, first showing the fail, actually, and then showing the thing that your followers usually get to see.
Yeah. I mean, I like this trend. I'm a big fan of unexpected fails.
Yeah.
If these are fails at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the times we created content, we left out of a lot of the fails in the content.
Yeah.
Because we discovered that our followers liked it a lot. So maybe this could also be your chance, dear listener, to convince your boss to maybe go more into a not perfect polished direction. I know it's hard for some of the companies. But maybe if you're, I don't know, not this big, or if your boss don't know exactly what you're doing, just try it out.
I mean, I would say like, even if you're big, the more like refreshing it would feel, you know, like obviously, I know, I understand it's hard to get this, like maybe sometimes approved, but definitely if a big brand does this, I guess it's even more refreshing because we're so used to seeing all the perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect clips. And yeah. Well, it's simple, so do with it what you want, and we'll move on, I guess, to our second
trend. Exactly. Let's. I put on my wish list that people try this trend, private versus public Insta.
Well, so Freddie, I left out the second part of this, like I call the trend, things I'd put on my wish list, but it's called things I put on my wish list if I didn't already have them. Trend.
Okay.
So, well, as the title tells you, and you can guess, this trend is all about people sharing gift ideas for the current holiday season. That's why it's trending right now, very obvious, by listing cherished items creators already own and highly recommend, which is why I like it. It's not like, oh, I want to have this car. It's like, I already have this car and it's very good. You know, and this trend is just kind of leveraging personal endorsement. And because creators already own and use the product, each of the item kind of like gets a trustworthy recommendation, providing genuine inspiration for somebody who are like looking for gifts for themselves or for others. And the trend usually involves someone directly talking to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes it has been women, but it does not have to be women. But I guess it's maybe a trend that comes from the girly lifestyle bubble. I don't know. But and they just basically sit very like straight in, like in front of the camera, talk to the camera and start out by the hook. Everything I put on my wish list if I did not already have it. And then they go on and actually explain an item, like, for example, a certain, I don't know, moisturizer cream. They say why they like it, where they got from, they show it off, like just really direct product marketing. And well, Freddie, I don't know about you, but pretty sure this is the easiest trend ever to jump off if you want to just highlight your product features.
I think so too. I mean, it's basically a suggestion for a hook, right?
Yeah.
Everything I put on my wish list if I wouldn't have it already. But with this trend being so easy, there is, it could become like boring very fast, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'd say use this hook now.
I guess, honestly, I think it depends on who does it. And I would recommend, Freddie, I think in the past you have said like, oh, oftentimes, right, we have to, brands have to work with influencers or want to work with influencers. And this could be a good suggestion for influencer briefing. Like, I mean, of course, they should, the influencer should always be able to do it in their way. Like if they're creating content, they probably know it best. But that could be like, if they need inspiration, that could be a good way. Because I think if it's coming from a person where, like if it's coming from a brand, a bit more difficult, I guess, like to actually truly take it as a recommendation, unless maybe you also put like a lot of other products and like try to hide the product placement a bit. I would guess that could work too. But it, yeah,
it could also work in a way where you do like an employer survey almost, like, Elia, what would you put on your wish list if you wouldn't have it already? And then you would say, oh, this pen I'm using right now to write down ideas or whatever. Yeah. This could work to show a little more of like, employer branding, basically. But the other thing is, it comes with the briefing. I mean, of course, an influencer creator, especially in a format like this, would say, hey, and also there's like paid ads somewhere, sponsored content. Hey, look, I have this great new plant, and it's from my friends over at Plant Company 123. And it's great because it's green and doesn't need much watering. This would be like the obvious thing to do, right? But I mean, you could make it interesting if you find influencers that give it like a completely new way of looking at it. Yeah. Right. If you only have influencers in your portfolio that would talk about how the plants are green and easy to care for, you could, for example, look at some design influencers who would explain the design of this plant. Oh, it reminds me of whatever. This green perfectly matches like the wall behind me. So I want to have it. You know, just try to find a different angle to look at your products.
Yeah.
To mix it up, to make it interesting a little bit. This could also work with this trend, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I feel like, so the videos that I've seen a lot is like people creating a list of things, right? So remember. So I think maybe you could also, like I said, like not hide it, but you could also focus on other things that are great, you know, and then add your thing in there. And it shouldn't be like a video solely talking about like just whatever product you're selling, it should actually create some value. It should actually be like a good recommendation for like, so if you're in an industry of plants, like maybe you can also recommend great soil. I don't know, you know, like,
No,
you can sense. Add some other things that would make, your life
make
easier.
Make it topical, I would say. Yeah. You know, if you create a list, think of a list like my morning routine, there you have your moisturizer, your toothbrush, your whatever. Think of the list like my I don't know my plants. Think of like the soil, like the
cute pots, you know, like
like plant pots
and like
and many stuff things like this.
Definitely.
So well, makes sense
and let's go move forward with our final trend of the week, and not the wasabi. Wait, I have to. Wasabi. No, it's the wabi-sabi trend. And finally, this one goes a bit deeper. I mean, the other ones were rather simple, you know, like straightforward. And it has a bit more meaning behind it. And it's a bit more wholesome. So the wabi-sabi trend is a format where people use specific audio with a voiceover, where you have two people and one person goes, this one is pretty. And then the other person responds. So that is the like the audio that everybody uses. Not according to the books. If you go by the checklist, this one is perfect. Where then the first person again goes, but I like that mine is a bit off center. It's got wabi-sabi. And while this audio plays, creators usually point to something simple every day, like slightly asymmetrical nose, a chubby tummy, a wobbly craft, a quirky outfit, something that might look imperfect or be considered imperfect or slightly off. Yet it still feels charming. And even though the thing or the moment, it could also be a moment, doesn't meet the rigid standard of conventional rules or perfection, it carries its own beauty and emotional value. And the trend celebrates imperfections, asymmetry, and authenticity, while with a subtle note, kind of nod to the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi. So the trend then continues, like, or the audio continues to talk and eventually brings up wabi-sabi, which is a Japanese concept that talks about finding beauty in the irregular, sorry, I can't talk anymore, or incomplete things. And yeah, kind of challenges the idea that everything must be polished and perfect. Yeah. And yeah, just promotes self-acceptance and is kind of like a gentle rebellion against perfectionism and a reminder that true beauty rarely follows the rules.
That's very, very beautiful. Just to break it down, we have this audio, which you can use, where it talks about wabi-sabi, and you show like imperfect stuff that you still like, or like body acceptance topics. You know, your I don't know, crooked teeth, and stuff like this, and how you say, "Hey, this is me. It is." As the audio says, not perfect by the books, but for me, it's perfect. It's giving wabi-sabi. This is very beautiful.
It's so beautiful. I think it's very cute. And the videos that I've seen, yeah, just wholesome, warm. And again, I mean, honestly, the topic today is a lot about authenticity, I guess. I'm not just today, but in general, you know, like that has been such a big part of our trend research. And the outcome often leads to this. And it's very heavily focused on just, yeah, being authentic, you know? Like, and it's okay to not have whatever beauty standard. The question, though, is how does that help you, dear listeners?
Exactly. And also, if you have, like, a hard time imagining it right now, we will repost them on our Instagram, samsam.podcast. And how can you use this? I mean, of course, it's like very specific, but I can think of if you are running a bakery or, again, this plant company, you can show your, you know, croissants or plants that didn't like came out perfect and you have to eat them or like have them, keep them in your own office.
Yeah, true. I mean, definitely.
If you have like some, I mean, often there are what I'm looking for the word. There's a specific word for it, like damaged goods that are still
exactly
you can buy. You know, often like half priced or something.
True. I guess like maybe also, I don't think this meets exactly that. Maybe. The trend, but maybe the how your product has evolved, right? Like you still find beauty in your first version. Like maybe it wasn't perfect, but you can still find some beauty in the imperfect first trial that you did of whatever you're creating.
Exactly. Or you can use exactly the content from the first trend we talked about and show the imperfect, you know, the mess you made in the kitchen.
Yeah.
While trying to come up with a recipe for your polished Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, and also, yeah, also kind of using it definitely if you're, I mean, if you're too good to go, that is your trend.
Like this. Exactly.
If you're a sustainable, like reuse, secondhand stuff, like that would be your trend, you know? Like, yeah, it might have been used in the past and, you know, got a little scratch. However, we still like it. It's charming.
It is.
Ricardo,
Tutti, I don't know. Of course, I'm thinking of, no. I'm getting like all like cozy and warm inside because I'm thinking of like dog shelters, for example. You can use them, right? And have yourself a merry little cozy Christmas already with your new friend, best friend for life, which is like a little off center, but it's giving wabi-sabi.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, even if you work in the food industry, you know, like oftentimes maybe like you can save some food, right? And not throw it all, like throw it out, or like so many ways to maybe still be creative with this one and use it, adapt it, and it will feel very wholesome, I guess, and would be a cute little reel or TikTok perfect for the upcoming festive season. Definitely, that's what we're all looking for. And well, I think that was enough inspiration for today. So that's it on SumSum. And if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and also leave a subscribe and also leave us a rating wherever you're listening from right now.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at sumsum.podcast, where we will share all the examples again.
And we'll be back every Tuesday. So hear you next week.
Hear you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.